Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. We are your hosts, Marie Langley
and Beth Jacobson.
And thank you for joining us today. Our show is a venue to discuss the many facets of healing, shifting, and spirituality. And our mission is to empower, educate, and enlighten.
And the first and the third week, you guys, we do tidbits and tea with Beth and Marie. And that's when we just inform you, it's a half-hour show, on the energies of what is going on out there and things that you can do to shift through this energetic change that the planet is going through, that you're experiencing more with ease and grace, as well as the second and the fourth Mondays, and it's at 1:30 Central Standard Time. The second and the fourth Mondays are one question reading. So you can call in and you can ask a question, and it can be any kind of a question. If you need to know about romance, money, career, or just what spirit has to tell you, if you're open to whatever feedback, but it is a question. And so we ask that you don't sneak in another one, because I'm today at that point of going, you know what, I will cut you off, because I want people to sit here and understand that there are others out there that need to be heard. Their question wants to be asked. So, and it's to be fair, it's to be fair. So, and plus I'm going to just stop people who are misusing and abusing it. And I just have to be in that way today. But also, please go to our website, divinegoddessradio.com. We also have a Facebook page, which is Divine Goddess Radio. We would love for you to go in and like us. And if you're a business, please let us know that your business will do the same for you. To add the likes, we'd like to see it up to 700.
We have more time to be happier, haven't we?
Yes.
And it's like a spirit.
It's easy. Facebook.com/Divine Goddess Radio. Can't get any easier than that.
It's hysterical circle. If you have any questions or comments or any feedback, you can email us at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. So I think I said it. Yeah, there we go. So enjoy the show.
Yeah, enjoy the show. And then, you know, we're keeping it to an hour just because of our schedule. So we are going to take as many callers as we can. And the first thing we're going to do, I got an email question. So let's do that one first. And this is from Mike. His question is, I am looking to make a move to California and would like to make it next month. Do you see an opportunity opening up for me for that to happen?
Can you read that again, please? Sure. I was saying a little prayer because I didn't say it before I started.
Okay, so looking to make a move to California and would like to make it next month. Do you see an opportunity opening up for me for that to happen?
Mike, I'm hearing yes, there will be an opportunity opening up for you. I'm here, it's going to be 3 weeks. 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm. And I actually, that's the message I heard too when I read your email. I got a very strong yes, and I heard opportunities are going to come flooding in. So,
yep.
Absolutely. And yes, within a month.
Time to move. Move forward. Yeah. Get out of the fear and giddy up and go.
Yeah, and I'm also hearing that your guides have been pushing you, and you're going to actually be pushed very strongly from behind. So, good for you.
Yeah.
Let us know how it goes.
Yeah, know how it goes.
So, all right. Well, let's jump in with our callers. Again, if you want to call in, 347-327-9360. And we'll take our first caller.
Hi.
Hi there. You're on the air. Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
My name is Chelsea. I'm calling from Canada.
We can't hear you. Can you speak up, please?
My name is Chelsea. And I'm calling from
Chelsea.
Canada.
Hi, Chelsea from Canada.
Oh, hello, Chelsea. Do you have a question or a comment?
Yeah, I was going to ask you what you see, if you see any, like, major events or life changes coming up for me in, say, within the next 4 to 6 months.
Okay, so any major life changes or events coming up for the next 4 to 6 months. Okay. Are you planning a physical move, like changing residences?
No, not currently.
I'm hearing there is going to be a physical move that's going to be coming up within 3 months. There's going to be something that you're going to reconsider within 3 months. What is that, October, November, December, around? It feels like it's more like around the end, after Christmas time. There's going to be something that's going to be presented to you which is I'm hearing golden opportunity for you. So even though you're going, I can't imagine what that would be, keep an open mind as things are still starting to fall into place for everybody.
Okay.
And it feels like it's work-related. It's definitely work-related.
Okay, so work-related move within 3 months?
Chelsea?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I'm going. Oh, my God. Okay. So that's what I'm picking up on. Marie, are you picking up on anything else?
Yeah, are you having any issues with your landlord currently?
No, not currently.
Okay. I'm just hearing down the road, too, there'll be something with the landlord. And that's where the reconsideration is going to be coming in.
Okay. So it's mostly...
Again?
For some reason, Law Talk, when you do a direct connect, the volume is not so loud. Let me see if there's anything else.
Okay, thank you.
Is coming through. I'm also hearing that you're in a phase of reevaluation anyway, so you're starting to reevaluate a lot of things. It kind of feels like your energy is stuck.
Okay.
So, does that make sense?
Yeah,
okay. So the move is also going to help some of that energy unstick, and it's going to make your flow go back on course.
So everything, the biggest change in the next little while is a move, basically?
Yeah, it's related to the move so that you can, so that, because that's going to, everything is stuck and that is going to actually open you back up.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Hello?
Hi.
Okay, turn it on. We're trying to plug in another. I plugged in mine and it didn't work, so she's trying her speaker to see if we can.
Can you talk for us? We're just seeing if we can up our volume. Please.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, talk again.
Yeah, can you hear me? Is it clear?
Something with Block Talk is not letting us get to external. So anyway, that's what we're both picking up.
Is the move? Is there any like idea of location, like a far move or just a nearby?
I'm hearing out of state. Out of state.
Okay.
So what that means? Not out of country, just out of state. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Perfect. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, Chelsea.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hi there. You're on the air. Who are we speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm Tanika. I'm calling from Alabama.
We didn't hear you. Can you repeat that? Maybe like louder, please.
My name is Tanika, and I'm calling from Alabama.
Hi, Tanika.
Hi, Tanika. Do you have a question or a comment?
I just want a general. I just need to know, like where is my life going at this point?
Okay, a general reading of where your life is going at this point.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So what spirit wants you to know right now? Okay. Okay. What I'm picking up with you, Tamika, is that you're holding a lot of stuff inside you that really needs to be released because it's stopping you from moving forward.
Okay.
So think about the belief systems or thoughts that are coming up for you that you're going, what is that about? I thought that was over and done with. Or if you find that you're sad, look at what the common denominator is, what it's about, or even the anger. Because I'm seeing like your left hand, there's this muck and yuck in there. So you're receiving, whether it's negative feedback from your mind, your ego, or from others. It feels like it's a combination of both. So you need to, and it's all about boundaries right now for you, establishing healthy boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
Does that apply with your current life situation?
Yes.
Yes, it does.
Okay,
so then now you just have to establish
what are healthy boundaries. So look at it, physical boundaries as well as spiritual boundaries. You're not taking on anybody's crap. Mm-hmm. You have to say no.
Yep.
And be okay with saying no.
Yes.
You also, you have to know where you end and someone else begins, because right now you're kind of melding the two, and so you're not keeping your identity completely separate.
Is that meaning like for us, like in a relationship, I'm not keeping the identity that I have separately?
It's actually in all areas of your life. So it's relationship with others, relationship with yourself, relationship with your work, really keeping yourself separate and not becoming and being absorbed into those other energies.
It's also relationship and connection with source. More people are saying, I'm disconnected and I've never been. I've always had God in my life, but I'm feeling isolated. But it's such wicked energy out there around. It's affecting us being able to sit here and feel like we're connected, that we're, it's our relationship with Creator isn't the way it used to, if that makes sense.
Yes, you made a lot of sense.
It's still unhealthy because we still believe, but our depth of how we used to look at God, Creator, Source, whatever, it's deepening at a, even a deeper level, and that's where a lot of people are reexamining and reviewing a lot of their belief systems right now. So if that's going through your life or in your life right now, that's the reason for it.
Yeah, and it's definitely it, because I have been like, okay, I'm a very spiritual person, but it's like things aren't coming like I feel or I think that they should, and it's like what you just said about the anger is like things that need to be right in my life now is like it's not happening, so I have a lot of people trying to give me backlash and putting me down about it.
Mm. Yeah. You also have to learn to trust, because the universe is taking care of you and is going to take care of you. So all of that other blah, 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 blah chatter that you hear, you just need to learn to block that out and say, you know what? No, I didn't ask for your opinion and I need to take care of me first.
Okay.
And it's okay. Give yourself permission to take care of yourself first. That does not make you greedy or selfish, or that you don't love somebody enough. You have to love yourself enough to say no to others and put yourself first. Mm-hmm. The only time it's a no for that is when you have younger children. Then there's a social piece to it and a parental piece to where, you know, food, shelter, clothing, safety.
Right.
But I mean, you still have to be able to take care of yourself as well. Otherwise, you know, we're not good for anybody when we don't.
Okay.
So good luck to you, sweetie.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Awesome. Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye. That's a zip up, folks. I'm zipping up.
So, caller. Hi there. You're on the air. Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
My name is Sharon and I'm calling from Westlake, Ohio. Do you need my birthday?
No, we do not. Do you have a question or a comment?
Yeah, my question is, do you see, same as the first caller, actually, do you see some changes coming for me by the end of the year, significant changes?
Significant changes coming for you by the end of the year, okay.
Or any changes in the next couple of months, how's that?
Any changes?
I'm hearing yes. But they may not be necessarily the way that you're seeing. There's going to be significant spiritual enlightenment with you that you're coming into. You're going through it now through the end of the year. There's going to be a deeper connection. So that seems to be the theme for today. There's going to be a deeper connection. And when you connect at a deeper level with yourself and Source, God, Creator, whatever you call it, you can have a deeper relationship with those that are around you as well. But it first starts inside you.
Okay.
Are you also considering changing careers?
Yeah, I wanted to see if you could pick up on that, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that was the first thing that came in, is that, yeah, your major change is going to be related to career, one of your major changes. Because I'm hearing new direction with you.
It is
that you're
going to
be moving in a new direction with a new career.
Oh, my gosh. I know I've been applying to other companies. It is different atmospheres. How's that? Yes.
Sure.
But it's kind of along the same line, but I guess you could say it's different. Does that make sense? Just a different area. How's that?
Yeah. Because you're kind of stuck right where you are now. It's stale, it's boring, it's old hat. And this is...
Oh, my... I'm in a filling job right now. That's the whole thing. Yeah, I mean, I probably won't be doing trading anymore. It's probably going to be a little different. When do you see this happening by the end of the year?
Yeah, I'm hearing by December.
Okay.
And I'm hearing rapid change too.
Okay. Just let it happen. I'm just going to just accept it. I know. That's all I can do. But it's going to be
just
a good thing,
happen,
right?
Just let it happen because it'll be rapid. It's almost like I hear the word upheaval, but it's not in a negative way.
I got
you. Know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
It's a revamp.
Wow. I'll hear about this then. Shortly, maybe the next month or so?
I know. I keep hearing you're going to hear about it in December. It's going to happen in December.
Oh, December. I'll hear. Okay, because it takes a while to
get
the
December,
job. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Anything else?
Nope. They're just saying prepare yourself. It's going to be a good ride, is what they're saying.
Thank you so much. Okay?
Thank you for calling in.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye. Hi there. You're on the air. Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
This is Kate. I'm calling from Florida.
How are you doing?
Doing great. And you?
Very well, thank you. What's your question?
You've said it. There seems to be a theme. What's coming up for the remainder of this calendar year?
Okay. And just, you know, before we get started, I just want to let everybody know that there is a reason for the theme, and it is related to the eclipse last night. So the eclipse is all about moving forward, releasing old karma, releasing everything that doesn't serve you anymore. So we're all in this, almost in this revamping mood. It's kind of like we're all, you know, the darkness has passed and the bright light has come. So we're all being pushed forward. So let's see what
I was resonating with all that's been said.
Resonating with everything that's been said?
Yes.
That's good. So you're open to whatever source is saying. Okay.
What I'm picking up with you right now is that there's some relationships that are coming to an end, and some relationships, really fun, cool, very empowering relationships. There's going to be five new individuals, and it looks like they're women that are going to be coming into your life, and it's going to be work-related, whether it's your own personal work or it's through the work from another friend, but these are going to be women who are going to really lift your spirit because you've been looking for your tribe, and it feels like they're going to be part of your tribe to where you're going to have a lot of commonality, your like-minded individuals.
Do you see a time frame?
2 months. It feels like there's going to be a social event you're going to be going to within the next month and a half, but you're going to start hanging out. It feels like it may not even take 2 months for that, but it feels like solidified relationships in 2 months.
Yeah.
So where you just blend together going, oh, my God, where have you been? I've been searching for you my whole life.
Yeah. And I'm also, what I'm picking up too is that, you know, the rest of this year is really for you to finish up all the old and to clear everything out so that when the new year starts, you're starting with a completely clean slate. I mean, you have so much, your 2016 is so bright because you're finishing and clearing out everything that no longer serves you. And you really are going to leave it in the past. Like you're leaving it at the end of 2015, it's left and you're done and you're moving and starting fresh.
Feels very bright and light for you, just so you know, Faith. Mm-hmm. Yours feels wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah, astrologically, this is the energy of 2016 is the most intense and, as you're saying, bright and uplifting of my lifetime.
Yeah, you know, this October, once we're actually done in a couple days with September, October is going to push astrologically energy. Everything is starting to push everybody forward because we've gone through the heaviest period. And now we're just, it's like taking the little bits that are left over, the little tendrils, and just wiping them off. And as we move forward, it gets better and better and better. So we have a lot to look forward to.
You are so kind. If you all could help me in terms of releasing, my birth family has been doing a reunion of sorts for the last couple of years, the week before Christmas.
Okay.
And my sister, who for unknown reasons does not communicate with me except during that time where she's just cordial, has not communicated with me since last Christmas. My sister-in-law is now not communicating with me. I sent a message to my niece and her husband to ask for their address so that I could forward a box of books to them, and they're not responding. What is up with that?
Okay, remember, just like we're all releasing, everybody is releasing. So
whether they're aware or not,
yes,
they're all releasing. We're all releasing.
Right. So you have to just hold the space for them. Send them unconditional love, and don't take things personally. Because it's very easy in this energy for people to take things personally, but it's not about the other person. It's about everybody having to clear their own stuff.
Okay.
So, you know, just work on your stuff, but send them unconditional love.
Forget about it, as they say, yes?
Other forget about it.
That's right.
All right.
Thank you so much for calling in, Faith.
All right. Thank you. Bless you both.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Have a great day. Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay. So if you want to call in, 347-327-9360 for our next caller. Hello.
Hi, ladies.
Who are you speaking with and where are you calling from?
Melissa from New York. And I just want to say that I do have a question, but my comment is, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Because you helped me in the beginning of August. You said in 2 weeks, if I keep doing my affirmations and stuff and the meditating, then the job will come, and it did. Thank you.
Oh, good. Good.
And
awesome. Thank you.
Awesome. And I wanted to know, do you see a new relationship come for me? I'm ready for a guy. A good guy.
I was going to say because there's relationships with women coming in. But
oh,
are you talking
boy.
You're talking romantic relationship with a man, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh. You know what I hear? I'm hearing before he comes in, there's going to be a sisterhood that comes in.
Mm-hmm.
So it's your soul is really wanting the connection with your sisters, the goddesses in your life. And
yeah,
that's what's going to come in first, actually, before you can get to the man.
I seriously am hearing your guy will be here in July, but the sisterhood has to come forth first.
Okay. Also, that's like getting back into like goddess stuff. Maybe like some meditation and stuff like that, or learning about the different goddesses, something like that. Or you think it's a person that's gonna approach me as a woman that wants to.
Yeah, it's getting back in connection with your really with the spiritual roots, and then connecting with the goddesses, yes, but also connecting with women, you know, who that you can connect on a spiritual level, where you talk about things, you do your rituals together, you meditate, take classes, go to meetups, that kind of thing. Because that goddess energy right now is very important for your growth.
Okay, that's good to know.
We're all learning how to reclaim the goddess within us, the creative goddess, because we've been shunned. The goddess has been shunned for, we're talking thousands and thousands of years. It's always been here, but then the masculine energy came in here and it became about power, greed, and control. Well, this gentle, powerful goddess energy, and that's where there's men out there who don't want that goddess energy coming in, because they realize and they know that the goddess energy is very, very powerful, because it's all about creativity. Without the female energy, there is no life force. There is no life force. But without that, I mean, we also need the masculine, but it's the new masculine that's coming in, that's sensitive and kind and, you know, more gentle. And it's not about greed, power, and misuse of abuse. So you need to, it's coming in and women coming together and really bonding and helping one another in a different way than what we have been in the past.
Right. So imagine when you've really connected with all your goddess energy and how it will elevate you. Imagine what you'll be when the man is ready to come in.
Oh, have more self-worth. I don't know.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
More self-worth and just feeling worthy more.
Yeah.
Wow, thank you so much, ladies. You always enlighten me.
You're very welcome. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Yep, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty. Next caller. Hello, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air. If you pushed mute, you're on the air. So unmute.
If not.
Hello?
They're not here.
Okay. Okay. So we're still waiting for a couple. If you want to call in, 347-327-9360, and we can just chitty chat for a minute. Let me grab another caller here. Hi there, you're on the air. Who are we speaking with?
Hey there.
Hi, how are you?
Speak to you, lady. Hi, good. Okay.
Who are we talking to?
This is Cora from Texas.
Cora?
Cora, yeah.
Do you have a question or a comment, Cora?
Well, my question is I am ending a lease at my old apartment, and they seem to be not responding, and I wanted to cut my lease short because, and it's basically just 5 months, but they seem to be taking their sweet time and not responding, and I don't know if they are going to follow through, but, you know, I've moved in with my husband, so I don't need the place, but I don't know what game to play yet.
Okay, so do you want to, you're asking if you're going to be able to get out of your lease?
Mm-hmm.
Yes? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Yes.
You're wanting to know if you're going to be able to get out of your lease?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Whew. Let's see. Yes, I'm hearing yes, you're going to be able to get out of the lead.
Okay. But they've been taking
uh-huh. The landlord is going to let you off due to, they're going to write it off as special circumstances. And but you're going to be in luck. It's going to be all energetic related. So it's the right timing to be able to get out of it so you can move forward.
Yeah.
I'm hearing there's a lead pull, so that should get you out of it.
There is.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And I'm hearing, okay. How soon is it that you're wanting to leave? 5 months?
Oh, no, like, I already cleaned up my apartment early this month, and I gave them the keys, and I told them, and mid-October is when it ends, and I said I wanted it earlier, which was early September, but they kept dragging my feet, not really responding.
I'm hearing in 3 weeks you're having action. There's going to be action taken. So you're going to hear something in, so within 3 weeks. So just be prepared, be boxed, and ready to go.
Okay. Okay. All right. And now this other, it's not really another question. It's kind of linked to it. I had a roommate that was staying there. Because I'd moved out with my husband months ago, and he bailed on me and didn't pay his side of the rent and everything. So I had to pick up the bill for everything, and I'm wondering if he will ever pay me back, or like, is he just gone with the wind?
Yeah, I'm hearing he's gone.
Yeah, I figured. Athlete.
Yeah. Yeah, they're saying don't expect anything.
Yeah, I kind of figured.
Yeah, he's lost. I mean, he's lost. As a person, he's lost. Not physically lost, but he's...
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
He is. All right. Okay.
So there you go, and good luck to you.
Thank you.
Happy moving.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you for calling. Bye-bye. So, you're on the air. Do you have a question? Nope. I just want to listen. Okay, for those of you who are computer savvy and even smartphone savvy, we're on Bright Eyed Goddess on Periscope. I have a site there, and I'm just trying this out because I don't know if I'm bringing it to the next level. So, you can follow us live on there, and you can, I don't know, I think you can ask questions on there. But you can also see us live as we're doing this.
Yep.
So, okay, got another caller. Hi there, you're on the air. Who are we speaking with?
Hi there, this is Moon Goddess. How are you?
Very good. Who are we speaking with?
Moon Goddess.
Moon Goddess?
Moon Goddess.
Oh, Moon Goddess. I'm sorry. If you can only see on the other end, we are barely hearing anything. We're going to have to come up with a different method next month.
Yeah, I don't know. The speakers are not working today on air. I don't know what's going on. So, anyway,
do you have a question or a comment, Moon Goddess?
Yes. I was actually calling in for getting a reading on love relationship.
Love relationship.
For some reason, the theme of Love Boat started going through my head.
That's good.
I'm hearing it's going to be the end of December. It's going to be after Christmas. You're going to be meeting somebody. And it feels almost like you might be going to a Christmas party. It's going to be an event. And because I see you dressed up, it's going to be a formal event. So don't say no to anything. Don't say no to anything. And, you're there because I see a gentleman just a little bit taller than you, and he has, I would say, medium brown hair. It's not dark. It's not light. It's that medium brown hair, and it's a little bit longer. It's a little bit longer. He is very gentle, very, very creative. He's a sensitive guy, but he's very artsy-fartsy. He has a lot of connections socially.
lots of connection socially. He's going to up your game, up your game.
Yeah, and I'm hearing specifically it's a winter solstice celebration is where you're going to meet him.
That makes sense. And in terms of the relationship itself, is it something that is long-term? Is it meeting the one? What does it feel like?
I'm hearing long-term,
yeah.
Long-term. As long as you guys open, have, you know, open, healthy communication and you're, you know.
Right.
It's communication, listening and communicating. As long as you do that, it will be a really a fantastic union.
Yeah, I'm hearing it's going to be an extremely spiritual union, and you both are going to be learning. You'll be teaching each other a lot. I actually see you both elevating together.
Oh, good.
You know,
excellent.
One thing, he comes from lots of money, but you would never tell by the way he presents himself. He's very, he does not throw in his face. It's not the way he lives. It's the way he was brought up, but he has access to a lot of money. But he, part of the debates or the conversations that you have, well, it's not who he is, not who he is.
Mm-hmm.
God, he's going to be phenomenal. He's got gorgeous energy, gorgeous energy.
Yeah, he understands that money is an energy, so he treats it that way.
Yep, yep.
Ah, nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
But he's
smart.
Wow. He's very smart. You know, it's a smart, but it's not what gets him up in the morning to be living his life. Not about the money. Not about the money. And he knows how fortunate he is. He knows how fortunate he is.
Is he doing something along spiritual lines and creative at the same time?
It feels like he's really tapping into that right now. He's coming to a greater understanding of esoteric information. He's very, very gifted, but it feels like he hasn't dared in the past allow himself to come forth. So it feels like he's taking a lot of classes and he's in preparation of teaching. So that might be something that you two will do together.
Yeah, I see a lot of
you
guys traveling. I hear a lot of travel for you guys together, too.
Oh, my gosh. You've hit a lot of the criteria for me.
Oh, good.
Cool. Yeah,
awesome.
That is awesome. And it doesn't sound like I know this person. Is that right?
That you know this person?
Right. It doesn't sound like I do. Is that right?
Oh, no. You don't know him.
You'll
be meeting him.
Brand new.
It feels like it's a friend of a friend of an a friend. So it's like an acquaintance of an acquaintance. Yeah, it's an acquaintance of an acquaintance.
Yeah.
But it's
going to
be very synchronistic. Very synchronistic.
Local kind of event that I get invited to.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Looking forward.
Awesome.
Thank you so much,
ladies. Thank you for coming in.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, I'll keep you posted.
Awesome.
Thank
that
you.
Would be great. Thank you.
Fantastic.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. We're out of callers. Do we want to chit-chat a little bit?
Well, yeah, why don't we talk about a little bit about this? Because I know people are going to sit here and ask questions. So what do we think is, how can we transition through this stuff? Because I know it's really tough energy right now. What are some things that let's give some tips on how they can get through this, because there's always new listeners that are coming on here on what to do.
So, you know, we've got all the energy from the full moon, the blood moon, the eclipse, a lot of changes. People are really being tested in relationships. And if you're both not on the same page and willing to go, relationships are ending because you're done with all the old stuff. So a lot of this eclipse energy was releasing all old karma, whether it be financial, relationships, deeds, everything. It's all left behind. So if you didn't do your clearing last night, the energy of the moon is still strong. You can still do it tonight. You can release what no longer serves you. Write it down. Burn it. Get it out there. Don't carry it anymore. You're changing your story. And that's, you know, one of the ways if you're holding in a lot of things is to write it out and burn it. We tell clients that all the time. We've said it many times on the show. And make sure you drink a lot of water, too. There are solar flares going on. And when solar flares happen, we feel them physically. your body hurts for no particular reason. I get migrainy. I feel crampy. I feel PMS-y is what I feel. And
my body hurts. My legs, especially my legs, ankle, and feet. So
yeah.
If you're relating to that, so dumb solar flares.
That's right. So, and to get through solar flares, you really have to drink a lot of water.
Yeah.
Drink, I mean, push it. Keep yourself hydrated. You know, otherwise you're going to be experiencing those headaches. And the more we keep ourselves hydrated, the less that we can absorb all of that. Getting out in nature.
Yeah.
No.
like, I can't even come up with anything. I'm like,
where will I, you know, go for a walk. And even if people think you're silly, touch a tree, hug a tree. But really get out, go by water, sit by water and connect. That's also a great way to help bring you into yourself. A lot of people are not grounded, so that'll help ground you. Because if you're, you know, scattered in so many directions, then you can't really focus on yourself. So you got to ground yourself so you can focus.
Nature walks are wonderful. I just went on a phenomenal one yesterday. I don't even know where I went. However, I've always had to work on grounding. But get outside, because there's phenomenal energies that are outside amongst the trees, the leaves, and it's symbolic. It is so symbolic.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've been really lazy this summer like I have physically, get out there now.
Yeah, and, you know, we're still in Mercury retrograde. It ends October 9th, and Mercury retrograde is all about redoing, renewing, reevaluating, replanning, all the re's that you can think of. So use the rest of the time. If things are not going the way you'd like them to go, review it and say, okay, how can I review this and redo it so that by the time Mercury goes forward, you're all set to go. So think about that. And hopefully that'll help get you through. So we're going to grab another caller. Hi there, you're on the air. Who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Matt.
This is who? I'm sorry.
This is Matt.
Matt?
Yes. Hi.
Awesome, Matt. What's your question?
Well, I'm actually calling about, I have a career-related question. I would love some guidance about my higher path and purpose relative to my career and just finding something more meaningful and fulfilling. I'm kind of looking for work right now, so yeah.
Okay, so you're wanting to know if there's career opportunity coming up?
Yeah, I'm looking for something that's more that would be more meaningful than what I was doing. I was doing kind of physical labor before, but now I really want to find something that's more aligned with my life purpose.
Okay. So you're looking for your passion. So let's see what comes up.
I'm hearing that you love doing things with your hands, creating with your hands. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I mean it's something that I think I'm kind of coming into. I didn't used to be that into creating with my hands, but I think I'm more interested in that now than I used to be.
Okay. Are you also interested in anything medical?
Not particularly, but my dad's a doctor. I don't know.
Okay. Because I keep hearing that there's something in relation to something medical down the road for you.
Oh,
not necessarily, you know, becoming a lab tech or, you know, going into med school or going back to school, but something in relation to a medical type industry.
Okay, cool.
Have you looked into medical device companies?
Say that again, I'm sorry.
Have you looked into medical device like quality control or quality assurance?
No.
Okay. Because I'm just hearing for you to give that, to look into that, explore that a little bit.
So medical devices like DEVICE?
Yeah. But
oh,
from
okay.
The quality standpoint, you know, like quality assurance, quality control, where you're
yeah.
working with procedures, that kind of thing.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so give that a try. That's what they're That's what they're saying, is to for you to have to look into that.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Sure.
Okay, we have a question from Debbie M. She says, let me see here. Will the man in my heart tell me he loves me? We have the same birthday, 6/26, and will it be soon? Thank you, Deb. Let's see. Okay. I'm definitely hearing that this guy is very good for you. Now you have to remember, free will steps in. If he's right for you, it's going to take some time. It may not be right at this moment that he's going to say that. There's a little bit of hesitation, but it doesn't feel like it's about you. It feels like he's finishing up some past relationship stuff and diving just a little bit more into some self-love stuff. But I'm getting very, very good vibes from him, Deb. Are you getting anything, Marie?
I am getting good vibes, but there's some heart stuff that both of you need to work on. Just clearing old stuff out, because that old stuff is still kind of hampering both of you. So just to really go in and look and release. There's like a one relationship on your end that you're pretty much done with, but it's still, there's just a tiny part that you just need to let go of, and for him as well. So I think once both of you clear that, then I see you both moving forward together. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Deb.
All right. Caller. Hi there. You're on the air. Who are you speaking with?
Rose Maria. How are you?
I'm sorry?
Rose Maria. How are you?
Rose Maria. Do you have a question or a comment, Rose Maria?
Good show. And some, I guess, career too, one that's coming in for me.
Career? Okay. Okay. Are you doing something with production?
Sort of, kind of.
Okay. are you bored out of your mind with that one?
No. It keeps me upbeat when I'm working with it.
Okay. Why am I getting military with you? Do you have a history of being in the military?
No, I work with them.
Oh, because I'm going, what? But are you not challenged in your current position?
I'm sorry?
No. Are you not challenged in your current position?
I'm talented. I just can't get to work or job for the project.
Are they limiting you on what you can do?
I guess. I don't know what the issue is. I don't know what the issue is. There's somebody behind it, yes.
Okay, that's what I'm getting. Because the military is very, very big, so that means there's stuff that they're not allowing you to do right there. So, of course, that's going to put a hold on what it is that you, how creative you can get. They want it a certain way.
Right.
And of course that would create boredom. That could create boredom because you don't get to express yourself or do it the way that you really, really want it. It feels like loopholes. It feels like loopholes, and I see holes, loopholes.
Right.
So I don't know if you're specifically jumping through them or if there's higher up that sits here and tells you what you can and cannot do to where you're going, what? Really? Serious? But that's where the holdup is on that. I keep hearing that to move away from anything related to the military. Are you specifically in the military to where you're registered with the military?
I am registered with them, but I'm not in it. I am a citizen.
Okay, you're a citizen. Okay. Yeah, it feels like it's going to come to an end. In order, and plus, that's not the place for you to be, for crying out loud.
No, I keep saying, move away.
Yeah,
because it's really stifling you, and it's not your potential. You have so much more potential, and that whole, it's kind of like they're sitting on your head and pushing you down, and you can't move. You know, you can't go left, right, forward, up, down, anywhere.
And if you continue to stay in that, but you have to make a free will decision. If you stay in that can dampen your confidence, you know, because then we can start questioning, why is this happening? And this is how self-doubt starts entering in. So you have to make some decisions of, giving yourself a date of how long that you're going to stay with it, and if you're ready to move forward onto something else. Because right now, from what I'm getting, it doesn't feel like it's going to change. That's what I'm getting. Again, decipher and discern for yourself. But anything military, your energy is way too high vibrational. It's like, girl, what are you even in that for? What are you in that for? But you're in it for a reason, but you have to ask yourself, why are you doing it? And look beyond the dollar sign. Look beyond the dollar sign.
No, I don't do it for the money.
Okay. So then you have to look at why you do it, and then are you willing to change it? You know, are you willing to let it go? You know, you can only say so much to the military. You can only say so much, just so you know.
Yeah. Because I keep hearing, like, if you stay in this position, it's like you're just going to be spinning wheels. Like the wheel's just going to keep spinning, and you're not going to go anywhere. So really consider moving away from a job.
I have something else. I have something else. If you mean what's behind me, that has to stay as it is. It's the other military. I do the higher up government stuff. It's just there's somebody else behind something else that I do that stays, and I can't get out of that one.
You can't get out of that?
No, I remain. Once you're in it, you're in it. I'll do the other military.
Wow. Is this like secret part of it?
Not secret, no. It's just when you remain in it, you remain in it.
Oh. Well, that's very cold of you. A lot of cold in there, and I can't decipher it, let me tell you. But I get where you're coming from.
Right.
You're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't.
Right.
But now you're talking to somebody that I don't believe in that. There's ways out. There are, you know, and again, I'm going to use code on here too, because I know anybody can have access to listening to anything. But there are things that you can do, but you have to be willing to do it. But now this is when you need to really start going in and asking for that inner guidance of if you're willing to have this come to an end, you know, peacefully, ask your guides what your next step is, saying, you know what, I need to be done. I need to be on to the next part of where it is I'm supposed to go to bring, you know, you're here to do your full purpose so that you are living your life with passion. And when somebody stifles you, I'm sorry, that's not passion. Somebody's stifling who it is you are here to be. But that's something that we, each and every single one of us individually have to, you know, come to that conclusion on our own of what will we put up with and when will we put a stop to it. And to take the courageous act to be able to sit here and say, you know what, I'm ready to do the next thing. And that doesn't mean you have to sit here and speak to anybody physically, but start talking to your soul. What's my next step? Because only you know what the story is, and I get how you can't tell it. I get it. We get that. So start talking to your soul going, what do I need to do to be done with this then? What needs to happen? Allow it to come forth, but then be open to the signs that the universe is providing for you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's been taken care of, and they know what they need to do for me. to let me free.
Okay. So now what you just, it sounds like what you need to do is just continue to hope and to know. So visualize yourself being done with it. You're free, you're happy, you're abundant and prosperous, you're moving forward. Freedom. So focus on that. See yourself with ginormous eagle wings that are flying and you get to go to the next step. Have that hope. It almost feels like you don't have that hope. You've lost that hope.
Yeah.
But yes, you do. Use the energy right now. Use this energy right now to leave all of that in the background. There's a lot of stuff going on with you. There's a lot of karmic stuff too. So use this energy to really release it and move it to the back, so you can literally break out of the mold and move forward.
Cool.
Yeah. Sit down and meditate and ask what it is that keeps you there. What's the program that's running within you? I'm giving you a little bit more than what I would, but it really feels like you're just at that point going, oh, my God. And it's not like you can just turn around and talk to anybody about this. So really sit down and look at the programs that are running. What seems to be the common theme within what it is that you're doing right now? And then ask the universe, what do you need to do to be done with this program? You owe no one anything, no matter if anybody has anything on you or what. You're done.
Yes. And also,
you're done with the negative karma.
While you are releasing that program, just let the universe know that you've learned your lesson and you are not going to repeat anything else. You're done with it.
And it's being filled back up with divine trust, divine love, divine light, and everything's for your highest good. So if this job is not for your highest and greatest good, ask that you're free of it. Don't allow it to entangle you anymore. Because I feel it around your feet and see it around your feet. So, of course, you're in this muck and yuck. But stop being in the third and the fourth dimension, and you're up in the higher fifth dimension, which means nothing to you, but energetically, soul-wise, your soul is taking that on. So you're giving yourself permission to leave and to go forth. You're here to do other stuff, not to remain stuck, stale, and stagnant.
Cool.
And I get you. We'll hold space for you, and that's about what we can do for you, is holding space, but you have to put everything into action, and that takes quite courage to do that. So good luck to you, sweetie.
Yep, good luck. Thank you for calling.
Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. All right, guys. We thank each and every one of you for calling in.
Thank you. We really appreciate you.
Thank you. So, please, if you guys could go and like our Facebook page, we would love you forever. Have a great week. We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.